Triple J scientist Dr. Carl has accidentally met with the asylum seeker Tamil family detained on Christmas Island. He was on the island to speak to the students of the local primary school. Dr. Carl, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It was a great honour. Thank you, Patricia.
Tell me, what's happened here? You've gone to Christmas Island. How did this come about?
So, by the way, here's an advertisement for free stuff for everybody. If you are a student or a teacher at a school, or if you're a student, I will do a free science Q&A with your school. And so I do this every Wednesday afternoon, and I do about 100 a year. And at the rate I'm going at, I'll have done all of the schools in Australia in just one century. Right. So I did a free science question and answer session with a school on Christmas Island, and it took a little while. And so, you know, that's the beauty of the internet. And I just thought, wow, are you guys all refugees? When I did it 2 years ago. And they said, no, we're very mixed. Christmas Island is 40% Muslim, 40% Buddhist, and only 20% Anglo-European Christian. And they all get along with each other just fine. And so I did this Q&A with them, and I sent them a whole bunch of autographed books for their library. And then about a year ago, they said, can you come and visit us and talk to the kids in person? And I said, sure, I'll do it for free, no charge. And they said, even better. And so they said, we'll organise it. And so they paid for my accommodation and transport. And so I went to the school, talked to every single student in the school and all the teachers, and even did some wonderful Q&A with the general public out on in the pubs. And so that's how it all came to be. That's how I came to go to Christmas Island. That's my story.
Okay. And, of course, you met the children and this family at the sort of centre of what is an incredibly contentious issue. Tell me about this exchange.
I was then talking to the high school students, the primary school students, and then the junior primary school students. And so I did this all in the library. And then they said, can you pose for a photo? And so I posed for the photo. I knew that the refugee family was in the library. So this is just the school library. You know, they're allowed to go to the library. It's a good thing to get an education. And I saw them, and I didn't want to embarrass them. And we just sort of looked at each other, smiled, that was it. And then they said, pose for a photo. So I said, okay, here I am. I'm going to pose for the photo. Tell me what to do. Look at the camera. Okay. And I lined up the kids behind me. I had no idea that that kid was the refugee kid who's the, what they call a person of interest or whatever the euphemism is, because she looked just like any of the other Malay Muslim kids who are 40% of the population. So I had no idea that she was behind me. And next thing I know, it suddenly pops up in the Australian. And I didn't even know that until somebody started attacking me for being paid by Border Force to put people in concentration camps. I said, no, that's not quite how it happened.
So, okay, so what sort of criticism have you been facing about going
exactly
on this trip?
That I am now a government agent trying to put everybody in jail and covering up stuff, you know, and various people saying various things that I didn't even know it appeared in the Australian.
So did Border Force pay for you to go?
Definitely not. In fact, I got paid nothing. In fact, it cost me money. So when I sent them my autographed books, I sent them $300 worth of books. Although they did have to pay for my airfare and my motel accommodation. I did receive, the kids made me a breadboard for cutting cheese with my face on it, thanking me for coming to their school. So my payment was a breadboard engraved with my face and thank you for coming to our school. That was my payment.
So are you going to declare that breadboard somewhere?
We did on the way in. We were worried about it, so we declared that at customs on the way in. So half the time they paid me with the free lunch as well.
Did you have a conversation with Kapika?
I didn't. I saw the parents there and I didn't want to sort of hassle them. So they were being in the library for other purposes. And my job was to talk to the kids. So I didn't actually talk to the parents apart from just nod and smile. There were no words. There was some very short eye contact, maybe 2 seconds and a little smile, like, you know, g'day, how are you going? That's kind of it. But no words. There were definitely no words exchanged.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on.
I hope I set the record straight, whatever the record was.
Thanks, Dr. Carl.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Carl there. And we're, of course, talking about this story in terms of his visit to Christmas Island. This is RN Drive.